It's time for the Malvern and Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and MalvernandRadio.com. Wildcats football is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, the Malvern and M Club, Expressway Jeep, T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, Russell's Excavating, Keitel Eye Care, GAF, and Tequila's.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the inaugural Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show for the 2024-25 season. You're listening to WMVI 106.7 or MountVernonRadio.com. We're in the lobby of the United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon, bank that's big enough to give you full service and small enough to take care of your individual needs. We're here with Coach Justin Fisher in your beginning your third year for the coaching Mount Vernon, and he's got three players with him. So right now we're going to start talking to Justin about how the season ended up last year. You took a couple weeks off, I assume, then you went back in the weight room, and you've been doing the off-season things that, you know, football games are won from November to August, not from August to October.
Yeah, we took a little time off, gave them till at least after Christmas. Kids lift every day during the school day, or I should say every other day during the school day, so they have advanced PE weightlifting during the course of the school day. This summer, we went three times a week. I feel like our core group, our older kids, had a really good summer. You know, some of our freshmen, underclassmen, they still got a little ways to go and learning, you know, things about commitment, stuff like that. But I feel like our core group of seniors and most of our guys are going to be seeing time on Friday night did a really good job this summer.
Your core group... last year, your core group of seniors was four. This year, yeah, and they were four very good ones: Dave Jones, Drew Aaron, Connor Collins, and Hunter Pedrotti. So, you know, I'd hate to lose those four. But this year, you've got, you said 16 or 18?
16 seniors.
16 seniors.
Yeah, that's probably the most Mount Vernon's had, and gosh, there's no telling when.
Yeah, at more than 8 years.
Yeah.
Because that's how long I've been down here. We've never had a class that big.
Sure.
And so... the question I always ask when you're going through those off-season weightlifting and teaching, and some of the kids are new to the program, that kind of thing, these kids at this age all grow at different rates. Sometimes a kid's going to grow 2 years of progress in 1 year and force his way into the lineup that you didn't figure on. Is there anybody like that this year?
You know, I think maybe to your point, like this, we've always been high on the senior class, and you know they really contribute last year's juniors. The thing
absolutely.
Is, I don't know how good – some of these kids might improve from being juniors to seniors, so I'm anxious to see that. These guys that are seniors, most of them are really good players, and so we'll see how much they improve from their junior to senior year. If they have, then yeah, I think we have a chance to be pretty good. And you know, to your question, I think you were asking about some younger kids. You know, we're going to have some underclassmen step up because we do have that big group of seniors, but you know, we're going to have to get some contribution from some juniors, which I think we will, and then. You know, hopefully don't have to play a lot of sophomores, but we have to play a few.
Sure. And the advantage of playing those sophomores is you got two more years out of them, and they're going to have to start sometime. This is the best time. What's the, you know, pretty boys get the headlights, but what are the big uglies
you
got?
I think we have a chance to be pretty good on the offensive line. I think that might be one of the strengths of our team. If I'm being honest, you know, I brought these three guys here to talk about defense, but they're all going to play offense for us as well. But
they're too valuable. They can't sit down.
No, no. But I think right now I feel good about offensively as long as we can stay healthy. We didn't have a problem putting up points last year on the board. The question of how good we're going to be is how much can we improve defensively.
Right.
And that's where we struggled at times last year. You know, sometimes we weren't overly physical on that side of the ball, so we had to be more physical on that side of the ball. But I think we have a chance to be pretty good offensively, and that all starts up front with our offensive line. And I like the group we have on our offensive line.
Yeah. Yeah, offensively, you've got problems, and you've got so much wealth. How do you spread it around?
Well,
how do you utilize everybody? Because some people, they get going. It's like the top-quality running backs. The more carries they have, the stronger and the better they get. You've got so much variety, whether it's passing, whether it's some running backs and whatnot. You got to get everybody involved.
Well, it's tough. There's only one ball to go around on Friday. And we got three or four kids that can catch it. We got three kids that we think can really run at the running back position. So we're going to have to spread around. And the good part about that, Alan, is this. The kids that we have playing offense are going to have to play defense. And the kids mm-hmm. are playing defense, they're going to have to play offense, they're going to have to play special teams. So there's a benefit in spreading some of that around.
I thought
we might have a little more depth coming to this season, and mm-hmm. then, you know, the high school transfer stuff and then attrition. You know, there's some that fall by the wayside. So mm-hmm. the guys that we have, we feel good about, and they're going to have to play offense, defense, special teams, and we're going to have to embrace that and get in good shape.
Yeah, you're talking about carrying the ball. We got a couple of running backs sitting here, and I'm sure they'd like to have 20, 25 carries a game. May or may not happen, but especially for the next couple of weeks, it won't happen because it's going to be so hot. You're going to keep fresh legs in there.
You know, we're one of those, you know, this year we have an ability to throw the ball too.
Absolutely.
So we feel like we can run and throw. So you are right, though. There's only one ball to go around. And we feel like we have six or seven kids that are really good athletes on that side of the ball that can do really good things offensively.
Absolutely. If your big uglies can protect your passing attack, I mean, you've got the deep threat. You got the short passing, and you got a tight end that runs like a wide receiver. So, I mean, last year,
who's that?
He ran one up the sideline last year. That he outran the angles that the safeties were taking because tight ends can't run that fast.
Yeah. Well,
and he did. So
yeah. He's sitting here next to me, and we got a host of receivers, and we got guys who run the ball. Once again, I think we can be very good offensively. I feel good about our offensive line if we can stay healthy. I think the big thing for us is how good can we be on the defense side of the ball.
Absolutely, absolutely. With that, as I said, we're going to make this first segment short so we can get the three. We're going to interview the three players this next segment. So we're going to take our first break here. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, high yield certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
When you want to make your next vehicle purchase of a used car easy, come by Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Go online and check our inventory out at actpreowned.com, then stop by 312 College Avenue and see your next vehicle in person. Down payments start as low as $500 on qualified vehicles or zero down if you have a trade. Financing is available for all credit situations. Come by Auto Car Trader today at 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon and see the difference.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
This week at Bud's Hardware, it's time to find the paint you need to finish your projects. Get Valspar Medallion interior and exterior paint and primer in one. It's on sale for 20% off. You can get it in quarts, gallons, or 5-gallon tubs. Come get your paint at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until 5. Celebrating 151 years serving Mount Vernon. Bud's Hardware on Main Street.
For over 40 years, Russell's Excavating has proudly served the community. specializing in commercial and industrial services. Russell's offers site preparation for construction projects, demolition, and industrial maintenance services. All services rendered with an emphasis on safety first and customer satisfaction. A proud supporter of Wildcats baseball is family-owned Russell's Excavating, 6800 Leonard Road South in Mount Vernon. Call 812-838-2471 for Russell's Excavating.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the second segment of the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show. Justin Fisher is with me here in the lobby of the United Fidelity Bank with three players, and he wants to talk a little bit about them.
Just say a little bit about each one of these kids. Brady Schickel, he's last 2 years he's been all-conference and all-southwestern Indiana. He has over 30 career sacks at defensive end. That's a record for our school. Also caught 50 balls last year on the offensive side of it. So he's going to be a force defensively and offensively for us. He started four-year starter.
Is he in good enough shape to go both ways?
I think he can do it. So the next two guys we have, I think, are both rugged football players. I mean rugged in the best sense of the way, like physical. Shane Krieger is a senior. As a sophomore, he was our defensive MVP, led us in tackles, all-conference honorable mention as a sophomore. Last year, battled through some injuries, which definitely hurt us on the defense side of the ball. He missed four games or so. But I think Shane's the most physical player on our team, and I think if he's not our best player on the team, when he's mentally engaged and physically right, I think he has a chance to be, if not our best, one of our best players. And then Easton Hall, he's a junior. He led us in tackles on the defensive side of the ball last year with 78. Was honorable mention all conference. He had seven touchdowns on offense. And real quickly before I let these guys talk, I respect these guys as players. The thing I respect about them most is they've been loyal to Mount Vernon. You know, they're good enough probably where in today's era of high school sports, there's probably been people contacting them about going elsewhere. And they've been successful here at Mount Vernon. They care about Mount Vernon. They've been loyal to Mount Vernon. And so I just want to point that out, that you can do great things here. And all three of them have been, and they're all three really good football players.
Absolutely. And they're certainly core to what you're going to establish this year. Okay, first up is going to be Mr. Brady Schickel. Everybody's heard his name for a number of years. One of the things I'm going to just ask you right out of the gate. First of all, what are you looking forward to this year? It's your last go around. You got 10 football games left and maybe a couple add-ons after that. What's this? How is this different than last year?
I think this year is different than last year because we are now senior-led. I think last year with only four guys, I think it was more coaches-led. I think this year being more senior and player-led, it really, like, I think we've been working harder. And I think that now over half our team has a sense of, like, this is it. Like, we're going to play every down as hard as we can because after this is nothing.
That's one of the hallmarks of Mount Vernon football, that you guys have always played hard, wire to wire, regardless of the score, regardless of ability to compete. But this year there's an added edge for you 16 seniors. That's going to be interesting to watch and fun to watch. One of the things I want to ask you, too, is how many of those sacks are attributed to the fact that Easton Hall is on the other side as the other defensive end? They can't double-team both of you. And I'll ask him the same thing. A lot of his sacks are because they double-team you, he's going to get the sack. If they double-team him, you're going to get the sack. If they put two on each of you, that leaves you nine guys on their six or seven, and then the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I always mess with Easton that he can't pass rush and that he just needs to stick to stopping the run. But, no, it definitely helps a lot whenever there's a guy on the other end that is also very athletic and can pass rush, because then the running back can't just pick one of us. He picks one of us, and the other person gets a sack. So it helps a lot.
Yeah, and you're both different styles in the rushing. So if they get used to blocking you, he's going to be a load.
Yeah, we can kind of strategize about that, because if we got a tackle who's pretty quick but not very physical, that'd be pretty good for him, because he's more of a bull rush type of guy, and I'm more of a speed guy. So if we got a tackle that's a little less athletic, I'll usually go to that side.
There you go. Well, that's good. Anything that I should have asked you and didn't that you'd like to comment on before you give it over to Shane?
I'd just say that I think I'm excited. I know our senior group is excited. And, I mean, we're ready to take that next jump in Mount Vernon football and see what's going to happen this year.
Excellent. Good attitude. Mr. Krieger, you are next up. And the one thing I was going to piggyback on what Coach said, I love your running style. if there's somebody to hit versus a wide open space, you'll go hit somebody first. It's just football. And I just love watching your style. What's this senior season mean to you versus last year being a junior?
I think the senior season, it's meaning a lot more this year because last year we only had four seniors, and like that's not a lot of seniors, and like we didn't think we could win because we're going up against people that are like 12, 13, 14 seniors, and this year we're more senior led.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a difference. When I coached, I said, look, I'd rather coach 18-year-old muscles than 15-year-old muscles. And now you guys are matured. Well, I'll accept the kid on the end there. But so you're going to give, you're going to give better representation. Hopefully, I mean, as hard as you play and hit, an injury can happen at any time. So we don't wish that on anybody. But being bigger and older and possibly stronger, if you've hit the weight room enough, coach will tell me when you guys are out of your shot. But if you've hit the weight room enough, you know, that's going to protect you from injury. And if, you know, when you were a freshman, if you played like this, you're more apt to get hurt.
Yeah.
You're not this year. Anything special you're looking for as far as your relationship as a back with the offensive line? Because they're the ones, you're not doing anything unless the big uglies open some holes for you.
Yeah. I think our line this year is pretty good. And like, you know, when you're a running back, you want to get a hole. But, like, if you have to bounce it, you have to bounce it. But All I want to do is just look for more yards, you know. Put your head down.
One thing, that's the thing. That's what I was going to say. When linemen love to block for a back who's going to put his head down and get every inch that he can out of the run. If you're a prima donna back there and you're wanting to dance in the hole, they're not really excited about opening them.
Yeah.
If you're going to go in there and just pound, 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 they're going to do everything they can to open holes. I think it's a great relationship to have between you and the line.
Especially if you like you're bouncing, you let the defense come to you, mm-hmm. and it's like you only have enough time to go through the hole before it closes.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I had a son who was an undersized offensive lineman, and I asked him one time. He had a defensive lineman who was 200 pounds bigger than him, and I said, "How do you handle that?" He said, "Well, first of all, you get offensive lineman gets a head start." That I can get in position and hold him, or not hold literally, but chuck him in that spot. And if the back's not through the hole in, I forget what he said, second and a half or two, shame on the back, or backs plural, because there's exchanges and all back there.
Yeah.
So if you can hit the holes quickly, quick hitters are going to be awfully effective. And if you're on top of a linebacker with the force you bring before they can, you know, get their feet set and everything, That 1 yard gain turns into six or seven.
Yeah.
And then, you know, anything else comes with your track. Does he have any track speed, coach?
Shane's fast.
Yeah.
What I want to know is where did this come from? Like, I guess he's always played this since so little. You know, Shane's just really physical. I don't know why. I guess he's just always been that way.
Well, good. Good that he's on your team.
He's got speed. He likes contact.
We want people like that on this team. What should I have asked you that I didn't, that you'd like to comment on?
I don't know. I think you hit it all.
All right. Well, we'll just – we're going to look forward. I can't – you know, Friday's going to be fun. Next Friday's going to be real fun.
Oh, I know.
So hand it over to Mr. Hall, and we'll see what he's got to say. This segment's going to run a little long, but that's okay. Folks at home want to hear what you guys got to say here. So, Easton Hall, you're the junior.
Yes, sir.
You're the baby of the bunch here, but you contributed so much the last couple of years and in a variety of ways. You are not going to be the person in the position of supreme leadership as a senior, but you are a little bit of a leader. You started his freshman year? Played some his freshman year. You started last year all year. Extremely solid on the defensive end. Opposite Brady, and I was serious. The two of you guys work so well. Are there any? Do you ever wager who's going to get to the quarterback first on this play?
No. Usually it's Brady because he's a little bit faster than I am, and it's whenever the quarterback runs to me, that's when I get the sack.
Well, you know, this year Brady's not a secret anymore, so they might be doubling him and stuff. You might throw some of those bets out there because you might have a better shot.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
But it is a lot of fun watching the two of you work at the same time trying to get over there. And if teams are going to have to – if they find out they have to double both of you, that's going to leave some room for Shane to go up the middle in a blitz or something of that nature and get some penetration. You also enjoy carrying the ball a little bit. Mm-hmm. You've got a different running style than the others as well.
Yep.
What's the nature of your job back in the backfield? Are you more of a blocker as a fullback, or do you like getting carries more?
It depends on the down, I would say. I enjoy blocking a lot, especially, you know, your first and 10, second and 8, stuff like that. But once we get to the third and 2, fourth and 1, that's
like money time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, as far as pass blocking too, if you're going to be in on pass plays, I don't know what your formations are going to be this year. Are you going to be in as a blocking back on passes to pick up the blitzing linebackers, or not so much?
I'd say it depends on who the running back is in. Definitely, we don't really trade out for pass blocks.
I guess either you or Shane, either one's going to be a capable blocker.
Absolutely, yeah. Anyway,
okay. All right, so we're going to look to you for two yards and in.
Yep.
Okay. Write that down, Coach. What else should I ask you about? This is your third year of playing, second year as a full time starter, and both ways. Are you in shape to handle it?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
I didn't ask Shane. He's always in shape.
Yeah, he is. I came off a pretty good wrestling career, and I got my butt whooped a lot, so I think I can understand how to condition myself a lot better, and I feel like I'm in really good shape to go this year.
Good. Glad to hear that, and I'll say, no, do it some more. Mm-hmm. The great thing about wrestling is the leverage and the balance and the stability that you learn. I'm a rights guy. Watched rights of modern day over the years. Modern day lineman will stand up a rights guy and just have him off balance and everything because they're all wrestlers. And so you've got a huge advantage out there. That's terrific. One last shot. You want to say anything fancy? Anything?
No, nothing just, really. Just ready to get after it.
Ready to get after it. There you go. Well, that's great. We're going to take another break here, and we'll finish up after the break here with WMVI 106.7, and we'll talk to Coach.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Whether you were on the field playing or sitting in the stands, clear vision is important for a successful Friday night experience. Dr. Darren Keitel, with almost 30 years of work in optometry, is dedicated to giving your eyes the care they need. Keitel Eye Care is located at 1900 West 4th Street in Mount Vernon. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Call Keitel Eye Care at 812-838-5526. Dr. Darren Keitel wishes head coach Justin Fisher and the Mount Vernon football team the best of luck this season.
Looking to launch or expand your business in downtown Mount Vernon? Then check out 214 West 2nd Street. It's a 5,000-square-foot warehouse in the heart of Posey County. This flexible space includes 2 restrooms, heated and cooled office space, loft storage, and a wide-open warehouse with 2 overhead doors, a crane system, and compressed air all included. This property is available for purchase or lease, and it's move-in ready and built for business. Contact T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty today. Phone Rick at 812-453-1068 or check out the listing online at tmilam.com. Going that extra mile.
GAF of Mount Vernon, North America's premier roofing and waterproofing manufacturer, proudly supports Posey County football with the mission to protect what matters most. GAF builds unmatched strength, safety, and innovation, qualities that inspire champions on and off the field.
GAF is honored to stand alongside our community and cheer on the Wildcats and Vikings players as they leave it all on the field this season. Here's to a safe, successful, and unforgettable season with pride and support from your friends at GAF.
A proud supporter of Wildcats football is Tequila's Mexican Restaurant in Mount Vernon. Check out their delicious lunch, dinner, and drink specials. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery available. Find their menu and order online at tequilasmexicanrestaurant.com. Satisfy your craving for great Mexican cuisine at Tequila's Mexican Restaurant. Open Monday through Sunday from 11 until 9 at 408 Plaza Drive in the Southwind Plaza in Mount Vernon.
The summer sell-off is on at Expressway Jeep. Get employee pricing, factory incentives, and dealer discounts. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for only $39,690. Plus, spin the Patriot Wheel for bonus prizes or up to $1,000 cash. Only at Expressway Jeep in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax title and 250 dock fee. Price includes 3,000 rebates and 1,500 Expressway Jeep owner loyalty. Must trade in any model vehicle purchased from an Expressway family dealership. New vehicle purchases only. Excludes previous purchases. Offers odds of winning are 1 in 30. See dealer for details.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show on WMVI 106.7 or MountVernonRadio.com. We're in the lobby of United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon. You just heard from three of the leaders for this upcoming season, Brady Schickle, Shane Krieger, and Easton Hall. And now we're going to finish up with Coach. We're looking at Thursday night. We've got a scrimmage. I want to just ask kind of a twofold question, but how's the heat affected your practices? You having to change times and things or what?
Not too much yet. As far as this week, just kind of have to be smart about the amount of running you're doing. It's kind of a fine line. You have to get in shape, but you know, when it's hot like this, I think, you know, in today's age, you have to be mindful of that and consider that when you're doing conditioning and running.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good thing about your year-long weight program. They come in fairly decent shape. They think they're in better shape than what they really are, so you don't really have to pound them too hard during the as far as the running and the heat.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things, too. Until you play the first game or play a whole game, you're really not in shape. And once these guys get through the first game and that happen to kind of, you know, they're spent and exhaust themselves, then kind of after week one, I feel like you kind of – it's not as big a concern to stay in shape.
Yeah, the one thing you guys don't have the luxury of is taking plays off. I mean, it's not like if you've got such a plethora of talent that, you know, one guy can take a playoff while the other guy works it, but you don't. And you're good when everybody's clicking on all cylinders.
We don't. We think if we have a talented team, one that
absolutely.
We think we can be very successful this year if we stay healthy. You know, that's why I brought these three guys with me. I mean, kind of brought these guys because we're looking at a defensive emphasis with these guys because I think they're probably our three most valuable and potentially our best defensive players. I think that's probably accurate to say that, but these guys, like I mentioned, are going to have to play offense and special teams too. So we don't have the luxury of, you know, having 22 kids and they're going to play one way each. That's just not who we're going to be. So we're going to have to embrace that, like I said.
It's a badge of honor these kids ought to wear, too. I mean, you only got 4 years when you're in high school. Do you want to sit and watch half the game?
Especially when you're a senior, you might as well just embrace it and be on the field as much as you possibly can.
You can be tired next year.
That's right.
That's right. Well, that's good. So the scrimmage Friday against Harrison here is scheduled at 6 o'clock. No, they're not going to back it up an hour because of the heat or not going to move it to Saturday, which probably wouldn't help anyway. It's going to be just hot then, too.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm checking the time of the scrimmage. I think it's
– It shows 6 o'clock.
I never know. I think it's either 6 or 6:30, but we're looking forward to it. They have enough athletes where they always give us a challenge. And so it's important at this point in time to hit a different opponent, too.
Absolutely.
You know, when you scrimmage in the summer – it's kind of confusing, you know. You can't take him by the ground because you're not wearing lower pads. We've been practicing against each other. How hard do you hit your own teammates? You know, friendly fire. So that's kind of a struggle. So it's gotten to that point where it's time to hit somebody else.
Absolutely. Are you going to – I mean, this scrimmage, nobody's going to be scouting the games or anything. You're going to unveil the whole playbook? Or you don't even have the whole playbook in with the players yet, do you?
It's probably not likely. I mean, I think most teams are in the schedule format. You know, they play it pretty tight to the vest. So I mean, I don't think I don't think a lot of teams are going to show stuff. But we're going to do our base stuff, and I just want to see our kids playing fast and playing physical. That's the main thing.
Sure. Okay. I'll ask you the same question. Is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't that you want to cover?
Not necessarily. I think maybe the one thing that I would point out, and one of the kids touched on this, I don't remember which one it was exactly, but I think this team is more player-led because we do have more seniors, but I think it's also shown a growth in me too.
Yeah, it was like 11 over there.
I think sometimes when you get that title of head coach and become a new head coach, you feel like you got to control a lot of stuff. And when you give up control, sometimes things work out a little better. So I'm trying to step back and let the kids take charge where it's necessary. And oddly enough, you know, things are better right now.
Well, if you got a mature group of players, that's easier to do.
That's true. And I think they become more mature in the process. They see you kind of letting go and stuff and letting them lead more. Mm-hmm. So I think they appreciate that. A big point of emphasis has been we're not on the field for 2.5 hours. This is a marathon, not a sprint. We get on the practice field at 3:30. We're done by 5. Mm-hmm. Every practice has been 90 minutes, if not shorter. And we're trying to keep these kids fresh. Hopefully, I appreciate that. It's a long season. You know, we get into the season, might go to 5:15, but after 5:15, get off the field, go home,
absolutely,
enjoy your evening. So I think that's been a positive little shift or change, too.
Absolutely, it is. It keeps their focus a little stronger. It lets them know to give everything they've gotten, and they're done. They're going to go home.
And the last thing I will say is coaches get too much credit whenever we win, teams win. Coaches get way too much credit. And they probably get too much blame when teams lose. This is about the kids that we have on this team. You know, as long as we're the coaching staff, I want these kids to be proud of the MB they wear on their helmets, the community, it's where they come from. And I'm just looking forward to getting out on the field with these group of guys, letting them play. Because we have some good football players on this team, and I just want to see them unleash it on Friday night.
One thing I've said to basketball coach last year was, look, I'm from where I sit, I'm always proud to broadcast for Mount Vernon because – you don't have to worry about – there are a couple things I really hate seeing players do. One is cheap-shotting their opponents, and the other is unsportsmanlike behavior with the officials. Never have to worry about that with Mount Vernon players. They're pretty straight up.
I think we'll be good. And football is a game of physicality, and sometimes you can't help it. You know, sometimes things happen, and if those things do happen, then there's a consequence, but you move on, you move past it. But, you know, that's part of the game. You know, sometimes those things are going to happen.
So, okay – fans at home, come fill the stadium Friday night. Harrison's coming to town. They are a good-sized school. They've got a lot of quality athletes that they always bring. And we think the game is 6 o'clock, or
Alan,
do we think it's 6:30?
I'm horrible on that. Well, every game in the regular season starts at different times, too, because of Central and Eastern time.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
Well, the sources I've seen over the years, they give two different times. Two different sources have two different times, so I ask you.
I'm just worried about tomorrow.
Okay. Well, folks, check later in the week. You'll find out when it is, and we look forward to getting that stadium packed. I remember a few years back when we had South Spencer in there, there was a bigger crowd there on a jamboree night than most Evansville schools would have on a game night.
Well, so. Yep, and there's a good crowd here. Come see these kids play because I think they got a little bit of it factor to them. So we're cautiously optimistic about our group.
Absolutely, and they're going to give good hard effort from the opening kickoff to the final gun. And with that, thank you for your time, coach and fellas, and look forward to the season. And we'll turn it back to the studio, and I'm just going to say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, Russell's Excavating, Keitel Eye Care, GAF, and Tequila's. Keep up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com.